Sometimes there are debates or conflicts between devotees. So what can we do in such a situation? There are, because all of us are individuals, so even as devotees, we with our individual intelligence will have different inspirations about how we can serve Krishna. And in bhakti, there are principles and there are preferences. So principle is, yes, we have to chant Hare Krishna. Now some devotees may sit and chant, some devotees may walk and chant, some devotees may stand and chant. So these are preferences. So similarly, we have to study Shastra. That is the principle. Now some studies, some devotees may study with hard copy book, some devotees may study with soft copy, some devotees may underline, some devotees may say, no, I cannot mark the Bhagavatam. This is a preference. So in some cases, the difference between principle and preference is relatively easy to understand. So usually, whenever there are strong debates between devotees, it is because the preferences are made into principles. No devotee is going to say that, God is impersonal. No devotee is going to preach Mayavad. No devotee is going to ever speak anything anti-devotional. So, when there are conflicts between devotees, quite often it is because some issue which is really not all that important, which is a preference, that is made into principle. This is the way it has to be done. No, if it's a preference, there are different ways in which it can be done. If we see in the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism itself, even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present, Gaudiya Vaishnavism developed differently in different parts of India. When he sent devotees to, he sent Rupa and Sanatana Goswami to Vrindavan. Now there, Rupa and Sanatana were not doing any preaching. They were in Vrindavan, they were mostly devotees, they were doing writing of Shastra and uncovering of the holy places. There was no preaching over there. So he told them, build temples. When he was in Puri, there was the king itself, there was royal patronage. So there was full-scale all activities going on. But there was already a big temple of Jagannath. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not tell his disciples, you have to construct another temple. In Puri, in Vrindavan, they constructed temples. If we consider in Bengal, at that time, Nawab Hussain Shah and other tyrannical rulers were there. So there were great empowered incarnations of the Lord and other extraordinary devotees like Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not tell them in Bengal to construct temples. No, because that would have been socially very difficult, socio-politically very difficult. So, the point is that even at that time, there are different ways in which bhakti was practiced in different places. So, in general, if there are different devotees who are inspired to practice bhakti in different ways. The broad understanding is that there has to be that accommodation. Yes, if somebody has been serving Krishna for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and then they feel inspired to serve Krishna in a particular way, then even if that doesn't make sense to me, I have to understand that they have learned something by their practice of bhakti. They have got some realization, they have got some inspiration, and it's not for me to judge them. So in general, unless it's a very clear issue of principles, which generally it is not, it may be made by some people into issue of principle, it's usually an issue of preference. So some devotees may want to serve in a particular way, some devotees may want to serve in a different way. So we don't have to become very disturbed by this. Because we are all individuals, so there are going to be differences of opinion. And because there are differences of opinion, so there are going to be conflicts. So that's why what we should do is, if we feel strongly about a particular issue, then we may get involved in it. But if we are not feeling so strongly about that issue, then we focus on practicing our bhakti. And we've come here to enrich our Krishna bhakti. And other devotees, two different groups of devotees may feel, this is what I need for enriching my Krishna bhakti. And other devotees may feel, this is what I need for enriching my Krishna bhakti. And sometimes the two ideas may be contradictory. So if we are in a position of authority, or if we are in a position where we have to take a decision. Then we can use our God-given intelligence in consult senior devotees and take a position. But otherwise, we have to know our purpose and focus on our purpose. So everybody needs their room for practicing bhakti. And if somebody tries to make ISKCON into too much of a legislative body, we are not like a police state where we can legislate people too much. ISKCON is an inspirational organization. And when people are inspired to practice bhakti, they come and participate and practice. So if different devotees are inspired to practice in different ways, there will be, sooner or later, a different devotee will have to be given room to practice accordingly. So this is of course very general, and specific issues will have their specific nuances which will have to be addressed. But broadly speaking, we needn't be disturbed by the presence of conflicts. Because we are individuals and we have individual inspirations about how to serve Krishna, so conflicts will be there. Second is that usually the conflicts are not about principles, they are about preferences. And that's why it's not a major issue. Third is that if we feel strongly about a particular issue, then we may get involved. Otherwise, we focus on our Krishna bhakti and we don't let ourselves get distracted or consumed by debates. Does that address your question? Thank you. Yes, Ram. Welcome.